I see your idea. Yes, I think they will do it, all right. I'm sure they will, they've got to. It's a bully idea and I believe it will turn the trick. All right, take the night train and I'll send my car down to the station to meet you in the morning. Good night. For a long minute the man in the library stood and looked into the fireplace thoughtfully. Now, why in thunder couldn't some of us have thought of that? It's the most natural thing in the world to do, but we had to bring a man clear from New York to show us. That Adams is a wonder, anyway. And having addressed these remarks to the Andians, he pulled out a fourth cigar, which he smoked. But that is another story. We are beginning back end two. To know obvious Adams, and to understand the secret of his success, we must begin at the front end of his life. It is interesting, this story of a poor boy who began life as Oliver B. Adams in a little grocery store in a small New England town and has grown to be known everywhere in the business world as Obvious Adams. It seems that Adams came of very poor, hard-working parents, that he had only a meager country school education, and that when Oliver was 12 years of age his father died, and he started working in a grocery store. He was a very ordinary sort of boy. He had no particular initiative, and he seldom had any particularly bright ideas, and yet in some strange way business grew steadily in that store, and it continued to grow year by year. Anyone who knew old Ned Snow, the grocer, would tell you that none of the growth was his fault, for he was not of the growing kind unless you mean in growing. Well, things ran along uneventfully until old Snow was taken ill and died. Then the store was sold out, and Oliver was without a job. The next 6 years of Adam's life no one knows much about but he, and of these years he has little to say. When the grocery store was sold out he took what little money he had been able to save up and went to New York, where he worked by day in a public market and went to night school in the evenings. Then one day something happened. Near the end of his final year at night school the principal arranged for a series of vocational talks for the benefit of the older students.